Hi everyone! Have you ever felt your heart beating so fast that you thought it might jump right out of your chest? Well, that's exactly how I felt the first time I had to speak in front of people. My name is Casey, and I'm a 25-year-old accountant here in Chicago. Today, I want to share my journey from being terrified of public speaking to actually enjoying it. Trust me, if I can do it, anyone can. You know, just 5 years ago, I couldn't even order pizza over the phone without practicing what I was going to say first. I would write down every single word like, "Hi, I'd like to order a large pepperoni pizza, please." It sounds silly now, but back then, talking to strangers felt like climbing Mount Everest. So when my boss told me I needed to give presentations at work, I almost quit my job. Almost. But here's the thing, I realized that avoiding public speaking wasn't going to help my career. In fact, it was holding me back. I watched my colleagues get promoted while I stayed in the same position, simply because I couldn't speak up in meetings or present my ideas clearly. That's when I decided to face my fears head-on. And let me tell you, it was one of the best decisions I ever made. It was a Tuesday morning in March 2019. I remember it perfectly because it changed everything. My manager, Sarah, called me into her office. She had this big smile on her face, and I thought she was going to give me good news. Instead, she said, "Casey, I need you to present the quarterly budget report to the board next week. It's a great opportunity for you." My first thought was, "This is it. This is how I'm going to die." My palms started sweating immediately. I felt dizzy. I think I actually said, "Can someone else do it?" Sarah looked at me with concern and said, "Casey, you're one of our best accountants. You know this material better than anyone else, but you need to be able to communicate your work to others." That night, I couldn't sleep. I kept imagining myself standing in front of the board, forgetting everything, maybe even fainting. But then I started thinking about my goals. I wanted to become a senior accountant. I wanted to earn more money. I wanted to feel confident and professional. None of these things would happen if I kept hiding from public speaking. So I made a decision. I gave myself exactly 1 week to prepare not just for the presentation, but to start changing my relationship with public speaking forever. I know it sounds dramatic, but sometimes we need dramatic moments to push us forward. The next morning, I did something I'd never done before. I Googled how to overcome fear of public speaking. I spent hours reading articles and watching videos. One thing kept coming up: practice, practice, practice. But how do you practice when you're afraid to speak in front of even one person? I started small, really small. I began by recording myself on my phone, just talking about my day. It felt awkward at first. I would delete the recording after 30 seconds because I hated hearing my own voice. But gradually, I got used to it. I started talking for longer periods. I practiced explaining accounting concepts to my phone, pretending it was a person who knew nothing about finance. Then I moved to the mirror. Every morning before work, I would stand in front of my bathroom mirror and practice speaking. I would maintain eye contact with myself, work on my posture, and try to speak clearly. My roommate probably thought I was going crazy, talking to myself so early in the morning, but it was working. The breakthrough came when I decided to practice with my cat, Mr. Whiskers. Yes, I know it sounds ridiculous, but hear me out. Mr. Whiskers was the perfect audience. He couldn't judge me, he couldn't ask difficult questions, and he couldn't leave the room when I was being boring. I would sit on my couch, with Mr. Whiskers sitting on the chair across from me, and practice my presentation. Sometimes he would meow, which I took as encouragement. By Thursday, I felt ready to practice with a real human being. I asked my roommate, Jenny, if she would listen to my presentation. She agreed, but I could tell she was trying not to laugh. When I started speaking, my voice shook, but I got through it. Jenny gave me some helpful feedback. "Slow down, Casey, and maybe smile a little more. You look like you're in pain." Friday arrived. The board meeting was at 2 p.m. I had prepared everything perfectly. I had printed my notes, practiced my opening line 100 times, and even chosen my outfit carefully, a navy blue suit that made me feel professional and confident. But as I walked into the conference room, all my preparations seemed to disappear from my mind. There were 12 people sitting around a large table. 12 pairs of eyes were looking at me. I introduced myself, and my voice came out as a whisper. "Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Casey, and I'm here to present the quarterly budget report." I cleared my throat and tried again, speaking louder this time. The first few minutes were rough. I stumbled over some words, and my hands were shaking as I held my papers. But then something interesting happened. I started talking about the numbers, about the trends I had discovered, and about the recommendations I had for the next quarter. These were things I knew really well, things I was passionate about. I forgot about being nervous and started focusing on sharing information that I thought was important. By the end of my 20-minute presentation, I realized I had actually enjoyed parts of it. When people asked questions, I found myself answering confidently. I knew my material, and I had prepared well. After the meeting, Sarah came up to me and said, "Casey, that was excellent. You should be proud of yourself." That presentation was just the beginning. A few weeks later, Jenny mentioned that her colleague had joined something called Toastmasters. "It's a club where people practice public speaking," she explained. "Maybe you should check it out." I was curious but nervous. I looked up the local Toastmasters club online and found out they met every Tuesday evening at a community center near my apartment. I read about their program, and it sounded perfect for someone like me. They had a structured approach to learning public speaking, and everyone was there to improve, not to judge. It took me 3 weeks to build up the courage to attend my first meeting. I must have driven to the community center and turned around without going in at least 5 times. Finally, on a Tuesday evening in late April, I walked through the door. The meeting room was set up with chairs in a U-shape, facing a small podium. There were about 15 people there, ranging from college students to retirees. Everyone seemed friendly and relaxed. A woman named Patricia welcomed me and explained how the meeting worked. The format was simple. There were prepared speeches, where members gave talks on various topics, and there was also something called table topics, impromptu speaking on random subjects. The idea of impromptu speaking terrified me, but I was fascinated by how confidently people spoke, even when they had only a few seconds to prepare. During my first meeting, I just observed. I watched people give speeches about their hobbies, their travels, and their careers. I noticed that nobody was perfect. People made mistakes, forgot words, and even laughed at themselves. But the audience was always supportive. After each speech, different members would give feedback. They would mention things they liked and offer suggestions for improvement. What struck me most was the atmosphere. It wasn't competitive or judgmental. Everyone was there to help each other improve. Patricia explained that Toastmasters had helped her advance in her career as a project manager. 5 years ago, I couldn't speak up in team meetings, she told me. Now I lead training sessions for new employees. I decided to join Toastmasters that night. Within 2 weeks, I was scheduled to give my first speech, The Icebreaker, where new members introduce themselves to the club. I had to speak for 5 to 7 minutes about my background, my interests, and my goals. I spent hours preparing that speech. I wrote it out completely, then rewrote it several times. I practiced in front of my mirror, in front of Mr. Whiskers, and even in front of Jenny. I timed myself repeatedly to make sure I wouldn't go over or under the time limit. On the night of my speech, I arrived at the meeting 30 minutes early. My heart was racing, and I kept reviewing my notes. When Patricia called my name, I walked to the podium on legs that felt like jelly. I looked out at the friendly faces and began. Good evening, everyone. My name is Casey, and I'm an accountant. 6 months ago, I was terrified of speaking in front of more than one person. Today, I'm standing here talking to all of you, which proves that people can change. I talked about my work, my love for hiking, and my goal of becoming more confident in professional settings. I shared the story of my first presentation and how it had motivated me to join Toastmasters. Before I knew it, 7 minutes had passed, and I was finishing up my speech. The applause was warm and genuine. Then came the feedback. 3 different members shared their thoughts. They mentioned that I had good eye contact, that my story was engaging, and that I had a clear speaking voice. They also suggested that I could work on reducing my nervous gestures and maybe adding more humor to my speeches. I felt incredible. Not because my speech was perfect, it wasn't, but because I had done something that had seemed impossible just a few months earlier. I had spoken for 7 minutes in front of strangers, and I had survived. More than that, I had actually enjoyed it. Over the next year, I threw myself into Toastmasters. I attended meetings regularly, gave speeches on schedule, and even volunteered for meeting roles like timer and grammarian. Each role taught me something different about public speaking and leadership. My second speech was about time management, a topic I knew well from my accounting work. My third speech focused on persuasion, where I tried to convince the audience to try hiking. With each speech, I felt more comfortable at the podium. I started making more eye contact, using more gestures, and even adding humor to my presentations. The table topic sessions were particularly helpful. Every week, we would practice impromptu speaking on random topics like, if you could have dinner with any historical figure, who would it be? Or, what's the best advice you've ever received? At first, I would panic when called upon. But gradually, I learned to organize my thoughts quickly and speak confidently, even without preparation. One of the most valuable things I learned was how to handle mistakes. During my fourth speech, I completely forgot a major point I wanted to make. Instead of panicking, I paused, took a breath, and said, "Let me come back to that important point I almost forgot." The audience laughed, and I continued. Later, someone told me that my recovery was so smooth that they thought it was planned. I also learned about the importance of body language. Our club had a speech coach who taught us about posture, gestures, and facial expressions. I practiced standing tall, making purposeful movements, and using my hands to emphasize points. These physical changes made me feel more confident, and that confidence showed in my voice. As my skills improved, I started looking for more opportunities to speak. At work, I began volunteering for presentations that I would have avoided before. I offered to train new employees on our accounting software. I even suggested leading a lunch and learn session about financial planning for my colleagues. The real test came when I decided to enter a Toastmasters speech contest. Our club was hosting a humorous speech contest, and I had been working on a funny story about my early days learning to cook. The idea of competing against experienced speakers was intimidating, but I reminded myself that the goal was to improve, not to win. My speech was called Cooking Catastrophes, and it was about the disasters that happened when I first started cooking for myself. I talked about the time I burned water, the time I mixed up salt and sugar, and the time I tried to make a romantic dinner for a date and ended up ordering pizza. The audience laughed throughout the speech, and I realized I had developed a skill I never thought I would have, the ability to entertain people with my words. I didn't win the contest, but I did something more important. I had fun. Standing on that stage, making people laugh, sharing my stories, it felt natural. It felt like me. The confidence I gained from Toastmasters began to transform my professional life. In meetings, I started speaking up more often. I shared my ideas, asked questions, and contributed to discussions. My manager, Sarah, noticed the change right away. "Casey, you've really come out of your shell," she told me during my annual review. "Your presentation skills have improved dramatically, and you're contributing so much more to our team discussions. I'd like to put you in charge of our client presentations next quarter." Client presentations? A year earlier, that would have been my worst nightmare. Now, it felt like an exciting opportunity. I prepared thoroughly, as always, but I wasn't paralyzed by fear anymore. I understood that preparation and practice were my secret weapons. My first client presentation went well. I explained our accounting services clearly, answered questions confidently, and even managed to build rapport with the potential clients. We got the contract, and Sarah gave me a significant raise along with a promotion to senior accountant. But the most rewarding moment came when a new employee, Marcus, approached me after a team meeting. "Casey, I've been watching how you present information, and I was wondering if you could give me some tips. I'm really nervous about speaking in meetings." I couldn't believe it. Someone was asking me for public speaking advice. I spent an hour with Marcus, sharing everything I had learned about preparation, practice, and confidence building. I even told him about Toastmasters and encouraged him to visit a meeting. Looking back on my public speaking journey, I've learned several important lessons that I want to share with you. First, fear is normal, but it doesn't have to control you. Everyone feels nervous before speaking, even experienced speakers. The difference is that confident speakers have learned to work with their nerves instead of being paralyzed by them. I still get butterflies before big presentations, but now I know that those butterflies are just energy I can use to improve my performance. Second, preparation is everything. I've never given a good speech without preparing thoroughly. This doesn't mean memorizing every word, in fact, that can make you sound robotic. It means knowing your material so well that you can talk about it naturally, even if you forget your exact planned words. Third, practice makes progress, not perfection. Every time I speak, I get a little better. I make mistakes, I learn from them, and I improve. The goal isn't to be perfect, it's to be effective and authentic. Fourth, your audience wants you to succeed. Most people are not sitting there hoping you'll fail. They want to hear what you have to say. They want to learn from you. When you remember this, speaking becomes less about performance and more about sharing. Finally, public speaking skills are life skills. The confidence I've gained from public speaking has helped me in job interviews, social situations, and even personal relationships. When you can express yourself clearly and confidently, every area of your life improves. So, what about you? Do you have dreams that seem impossible because they require you to speak publicly? Maybe you want to advance in your career, teach others, or share your ideas with the world. If fear of public speaking is holding you back, I want you to know that you can overcome it. Start small, like I did. Record yourself speaking. Practice in front of a mirror. Join a group like Toastmasters or find other opportunities to practice in a supportive environment. Remember, every expert was once a beginner. I want to leave you with this thought: your voice matters, your ideas matter, your experiences matter. The world needs to hear what you have to say. Don't let fear keep your voice silent. 5 years ago, I was the person who couldn't order pizza without a script. Today, I'm the person who gives presentations to company boards and helps others overcome their speaking fears. If I can make this transformation, so can you. What will your public speaking journey look like? I'd love to hear about it. Remember, every great speaker started with a single word, a single sentence, a single speech. Your journey starts now. Thank you for listening to my story. Now go out there and share yours with the world.